Kennedy has some news to share about Melvin. How you feeling?
Ooh. Angry, mad, sad, defeated, positive, fine, sure, why, questioning.
It's a lot. So everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's super. So as we say, I had this surgery 2 weeks ago today. I was diagnosed with DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which basically means that the cancer is in the ducts of my breast, and the in situ part means that it's inside the ducts and wasn't going anywhere else outside of the ducts, which is great news. So I was stage zero, great news. So we had the surgery 2 weeks ago. It went really well. No problems, no whatevers. Mm-hmm. Had a little nap, woke up, and there it was. And these past 2 weeks have been tough. I'm not going to lie. I hurt. I still hurt in different ways and places. Every morning it's a new thing, mm-hmm. Which I'm sure is just normal. You know, I was the kind of person that I was like, you know, the next day I was like, well, let's go. Let's mm-hmm. go do stuff.
Right.
You know, well, Mr. X was like, you had surgery. I'm like, yeah, it was a little cut, whatever. He's like, sit down, woman. Which is a hard thing to get me to do. But anyway, I digress. So I have my appointment today with my surgeon, the pre-scheduled 2-week checkup to, you know, check the incisions, make sure everything's healing properly so that I can meet with my oncologist on Monday and start the conversation of radiation. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to get the pathology back in 7 to 10 days. Yesterday was 11 days. And then I got a call from my surgeon. And I was like, hi. And she goes, hey.
Oh.
I just went, knew. I knew. I knew already. And here's, let me tell you why. Because my dog, Elvis, has been all over me. Like, when we sleep at night, he'll come and sleep on top of me. And he does not do this at all. He did this before. And I knew. So anyway, the news isn't dire or whatever, but she said that it was bigger than they had anticipated, the area of cancer, regardless of how much they, you know, science can give us how much information. But then they go and check the margins, which are the edges, and they weren't clean. Mm-hmm. So we got to go back. Melvin did not leave the building. That stupid is still sitting in there a little bit.
He's persistent.
And so,
remind me again where you came up with the name Melvin.
It's my girlfriend from college.
Oh, that's
she,
right.
I'm on a group text with about 6 girlfriends from college. 3 of us have been diagnosed with cancer, which is just wild to me. But in any event, she said it needs a name. Mm-hmm. Feels like a Melvin. I'm like, it feels like a Melvin. So in any event, I'm going to have to go back in for surgery. So we were able to schedule that for August or October 4th. So I'll go back in. Same thing, you know, go back in and have it done. I don't know if I have to go back and get the seeds placed in there again, mm-hmm. which will really piss me off. But they were nice people, so okay.
Right. So that's a Friday?
So, yeah. So I'm gonna have surgery that day. I'll know more maybe on Monday. My oncologist's office called and they're like, we want you to keep the appointment even though you're moving your surgery because I don't believe I can start radiation until 2 weeks after the surgery just to make sure everything's healed. Mm-hmm. Which again, just, you know, you sort of planned it out that, okay, for 4 weeks they'll have to do this. And so I kind of cleared my schedule and now
that's going
to
change.
And now
all
that
of
has
that.
To change. And I realized that I cannot schedule everything. Which,
no,
as you
no
know,
no matter how hard you try,
I love to schedule. My calendar is my life, mm-hmm. and you know, I am grateful that we have technology that can find it and that can, you know, say, all right, we didn't get it all, so let's go back and get it. And I'm grateful that it isn't like it's spreading. It isn't like it was found in a different place. It isn't that. Right.
Yeah.
It's just that they just didn't get it all in this particular space.
You just have to scrape the remnants of Melvin out of your life.
But it really ate my lunch yesterday. Like I was just, and you know, and then part of me is like, why complain? You're so lucky. It's not like I have to have a breast removed or 2 removed. Like, you know, I don't. At this point, I have to do chemo. I'm so grateful for the things that I have. And I want to remain positive and I want to remain grateful at all times because I believe that's what got me this far. But
it's important to feel your feelings,
man,
too.
Man, I'm so mad.
And that's okay. It's okay to be pissed off.
And I know. And I so I gave myself an hour yesterday after I texted you guys and I texted my family. I gave myself an hour to sit at home and feel bad for myself and have a drink at home, which I never do. and then after the hour, I said, all right, the alarm went off. I literally set an alarm and the alarm went off. And then I went back to doing laundry and working on chairs and stuff like that. So I, so that's where I am. That's where I am. I'm mad, but that's where I am.
I just got a nice text from Lana just saying, first of all, WTF, I'm just hearing about this.
You didn't tell her? I texted you.
I know, but by the time you...
You were at pickleball, weren't you?
Well, it was after that, but then she had gone out to dinner with some friends who were...
No worries. I'm sorry, so Lana. I didn't mean to not tell you.
Yeah,
I apologize.
So I know. I was texting her back. I was like, we just found out, too. It's,
yeah. Yeah, I don't give it any time. I come right on the air with it, y'all. And I found that just getting it out really helps me.
It does.
So,
yes, and it helps other people.
You know, so if you have not scheduled a mammogram because you're scared, stop it. Go schedule it right now.
From the 339, you can be grateful and pissed as hell all at the same time. Anger is pretty fabulous fuel. And from the 508, F. Melvin. Yeah. Hit the road. Hugs, Kennedy.
We need some Bleep Melvin shirts for October 4th.
I'll make some more. And I threw out the other one because I thought we were done. Mm. And that's my fault. But I will make them for all of us. 100% I will. Yeah. But so that's where I'm at, you guys. But I'm healthy. I'm not feeling anything. Other than that, I'm doing very well.
Right.
Mentally, I'm garbage. But... But it has been a wild 2 months, Carson.
Yeah,
it has been a wild 2 months. I would like for it to be over now. I would like for this to be the end.
Okay.
And then I would like to laugh, smile, tell me a joke, do something.
Dan, you got anything right now?
I don't have one in the holster for this particular situation.
How dare you, Daniel? You have no cancer jokes for me? Come on. And the only thing this does, though, is give me the opportunity to use but cancer for at least one more excuse. Because I really didn't use it the first time around. So I'm definitely going to use it. Mm. But cancer.
I think that's well within your rights.
Well, we love you. We love you.
I'm going to Google cancer jokes for next time.
If you guys have cancer jokes, call in. I'm good.
617-931-1234 if you want to share your cancer jokes. It's Carson and Kennedy.
Seriously.
On Mix 104.1.
If we can't be positive, what are we doing here?
Streaming on the Odyssey app, obviously.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.